I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360 today with the architects Samuel Mockbee and Andrew Freer, and we're talking about all kinds of recycling in design and music and art and architecture. We don't associate recycling with the world of designer fashion at all, but Todd Oldham does. As a teenager, he launched his career with a dress he whipped up using Kmart pillowcases. In the 1990s, he preached his do-it-yourself recycling fashion philosophy in his regular show on MTV. And he doesn't just do fashion. He makes paintings, directs music videos, creates websites. Studio 360's Jocelyn Gonzalez talked with Todd Oldham about how his devotion to recycling runs through his work in all these media.
I moved to New York City to go to college amid the pop culture of the early 90s, when supermodels with one name became celebrities and grunge began its ascent up the Billboard charts. I got busy being indie rock and cash poor, cut my own hair, and ignored the style police.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's gonna make him change?
So I never thought I'd admire a fashion designer. Most of my clothes were irregulars from a strip mall over in Moonaki. But there was no denying my attraction to Todd Oldham's work. His vibrant pieces broke all the rules of color and pattern, with influences and materials from all over the map. You might find outfits with Egyptian hieroglyphs and intricate beadwork, or military stripes with bright floral prints. Nothing Todd designed really went together, yet somehow it seemed right. After 10 years of following his work, I got to meet the boyish, eternally upbeat designer in his Soho office, where he's moved beyond designing clothes to his other loves, like woodworking, architecture, and painting.
I was totally brought up to be crafty. I don't mean crafty in the sneaky way, but crafty in the recycling, no money kind of way. But I remember my parents are incredibly gifted and very, very smart and spent basically all their time teaching all four of us kids how to do everything. Mm-hmm. Like I can rewire lamps and fix radios and stuff. So they were really very instrumental in that. And when we needed something, we didn't go out and buy it. We just sort of found something that could be rebuilt into it. I came across this great beat-up television credenza thing, and we took it home, pulled the TV out, and rebuilt it, and it was our bathroom fixtures for years. I had an uncle that worked at a billboard company that would always give me the leftover pieces, so my room was wallpapered in halves of airplanes and, you know, just all this junk that was left over.
Todd Oldham doesn't make judgment calls about what's supposed to be beautiful or useful. You can see it in the furnishings of his shops in Japan, where lighting fixtures might be made from recycled wire, or collage pieces with paintings of pet dogs and photos torn from newspapers. But of his many projects, my favorite was the Todd Time Craft segment he did for MTV's House of Style, the only place on TV that showed me that design was not beyond the range of my ability or my budget.
Well, here's a good solution if you've got an uptight landlord that won't let you put any nails in the wall. We're going to make a trestle using these old dowels. We've come up with some great picture frames from the Goodwill. We're actually going to put some plastic mirror in it so it's nice and lightweight and hang them from the trestle.
The best motivation one can approach any project with is some passion. So in recycling or any of those endless silly things I did on Todd Time on MTV for years, which I was very proud of and had a lot of fun doing, it really was about how can we just find a new use for just about everything. And not being hung up in sort of the propriety of it all.
Following Todd's advice on one episode, I dragged out my sorry pair of Doc Marten boots, chopped off the toe covering and the heel, sealed the rough edges with gaffer's tape, and spray painted them forest green.
What did make me very happy about doing all that stuff those years is the people that come up to me that say, oh, I cut my hair like you said, or I repainted my sofa like you said, and it worked. You know, so that part feels really good because it may be just a subtle thing. You may be just painting your sofa or chopping your shoe, but it's very liberating, the confidence that comes from that and the sort of understanding that style has nothing to do with money at all. I don't know, I just find that all of those projects are gateways to very big opportunities, simply because it stretches your brain and your mind and your imagination. Well, once something's been discarded, it really has, it becomes slightly more neutral. Its former activity is not attached to it any longer. If you look with the same sort of intrigue and with, it's not looking without judgments, I think, really, and just appreciating the form or get that spark right away about what you'd like to do with it. Finding things that were formerly owned, there's always traces of the former owner on it. Hopefully things you can wipe off eventually. But the most interesting stuff are I love discarded slides and Polaroids and snapshots and notes, and that kind of stuff is really interesting. So I love scrapbooks, old scrapbooks. It's great when you don't know who they came from, but you can just see so much about that little insert of their life. For me, I find even greater comfort in that you've breathed new life into something that was going to end up in a landfill. Or as a person that makes things, I feel a real responsibility to how much crap you put out in the world, because there's just so very much of it. And we always try to make sure that at least it's coming from good places, or that it is biodegradable to some degree. I think there's all sorts of subtle industrial recycling uses. Like we made, I love fake fur, I won't use real fur. And there's wonderful fake furs that are made out of plastic Coke bottles. And they feel amazing. You'd never know that that was its former use. And it's kind of so PC you want to throw up, but it's a remarkable industrial use. So it's affecting all sorts of industries. I think finding beauty in everything is sort of essential to be able to sort of truly float through life in a nice way. It's very sad when you think in specifically one way or the other that only new things or only expensive things are beautiful. It's just not the case at all, if you have an open mind.
Todd Oldham is hard at work on a number of projects. As for me, I just might be walking around in those slashed up combat boots. For Studio 360, I'm Jocelyn Gonzalez.
I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360 talking with architects Samuel Mockbee and Andrew Freer about all the ways that recycling can occur in culture and ways that we don't ordinarily think about.